There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Real quick, Ty Bollinger was at a dance last night, the inaugural ball for the governor of Texas, and here he is on the dance floor. I knew it, Ty. That was you. I heard you all the way over here.
That was me. That was me, and I'm proud to say that I did not poke out anyone's eyes or break anyone's legs while I was out there cutting the rug.
Well, thank goodness for that. Like I said, you and I, we have a special dance, as I've said so many times, the beat of a different drummer in another room no one else can hear. But we got it.
The most frequent thing, speaking of hearing, the most frequent thing I heard last night was, what's she doing with a bum like him?
Your wife was looking just gorgeous, Charlene,
yes,
and that dread, oh my gosh, look out. You were her bodyguard. So glad you guys had a great time out there. But boy, you've been having fun, which I'm glad you are, because we've been having to cover, as you've been following too, off the air, all the medical kidnap stories, and Super Don's barely getting any sleep covering these things, and I know he wants to get us up to date on anything else. Super Don, you with us?
Indeed I am, and I slept last night, so you know, at least I we can't. It's not always, all the time.
First time in a couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I mean, there's no lack of work that can be done on these things. And but there are some updates. One real quick one with the Shores family. They just filed today a bunch of motions with the court to try and get rid of some of these things that are, you know, roadblocks for them.
That's the Arizona story with seven kids that were taken.
Indeed, yes. So they're getting some help on that. And what else? Let's see. Oh, you know, actually, you know, we did a interview yesterday with April and I think it's Justin Winery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And actually, you know what? I think Ty's having trouble hearing us here. I just got a message saying, I can't hear you.
Can't hear Super Don. Crank it up so TMB can hear everything.
Yeah, no, but so we did an interview with them. And if you recall, when we were doing the interview, I mean, you could just tell. I mean, these guys have been beaten down. I mean,
just exhausted from it all.
Hope is a hard thing to hang on to when it seems like everywhere you turn, you're running into a dead end and people are keeping you from making any progress. So I had a conversation with April this morning, and she did want us to mention one thing, you know, in the story where, you know, the child had brittle bones, and that was the reason why they decided they were going to take him. She wanted me to make sure people understood that they were never told anything about there being any problems with abuse or neglect or any of those things. And when they brought the baby in for the 2-month checkup, doctor said everything was fine. So this is another one of those cases where, you know, the parents weren't told anything.
It's like a bait and switch. Come on in, totally, we'll take care of you. And then,
totally,
you know, they're secretly plotting to take your kids. Exactly.
Yeah. So one quick thing I want to throw out there is they do have a page on Facebook.
Okay.
That you can go to show them support and stuff. And I'm going to post that up on Facebook right now and on Twitter. So, you know, anything we can do to show them support.
Beautiful. Hey, TMB, you know, one of the things I asked her as well, how do you trust doctors? Because this was a full-on medical, we trust doctors, we get our kids vaccinated. And this now, of course, was the question after all of this. She says, I can't. I mean, the doctors, by participating in this thievery and this kidnapping, they're destroying what is left of their profession.
Yeah, they are. And sorry, I can't comment on this specific one. I missed about three-fourths of that conversation. I don't know what Don was talking about. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, we got that. I think at this point, though...
It's all right. We're just talking about your dance moves.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'm glad I didn't hear it. But, you can't trust the medical profession anymore. Not that you can't. There's not specific doctors, but as a whole, the medical profession has become very untrustworthy. And when you get CPS involved or whatever the statutory body is in your particular state, whether it's DFCS, DSCS, or whatever you call it, once you get the kidnappers involved, and it's the medical professionals that are calling CPS to let them know about these cases of severe medical neglect, which I, of course, being totally sarcastic,
right,
then you cannot trust them.
Yeah. No. Medical abuse, medical neglect is coming from the medical profession, not from the parents in these cases we've been covering. And, there's another story here, and this is interesting, relates to a dad who simply wanted to help his child, and he utilized something that the state medical police did not like. And 50,000 people signed a petition for what? Hold on here. I've got it. Hold on. I cued it badly here. I was setting you up, TMB. I'm sorry, but
that's okay.
Let me try this again.
Go ahead.
they signed a petition for what?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yes, time for the cannabis update. TMB, take it away. What were those 50,000 signatures for?
Well, it was a petition calling on politicians to help a man who lives in Australia, and he's now facing criminal charges after giving his two-year-old daughter cannabis oil because she had late-stage cancer, and she made miraculous improvements because of the cannabis oil, and now he's facing jail time because he would not give her chemotherapy, which most likely would have killed her by now. He gave her a substance that has been shown to affect more types of cancer in a positive way as far as regression than any other substance that I am aware of in the entire planet. So he's guilty of helping his daughter and saving her, so he may go to jail now.
But it's incredible the amount of support. I don't know if it's all coming from Australia, but we have a lot of controversy out of Australia because they're protesting, not the average Australian people, I don't believe, but the radical pro-vaccine people. They don't want Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, to come in to speak to anybody because, my goodness, people might think for themselves.
Yeah, it's just a bizarre world that we're living in now, Robert, where you have this plant that is so medicinally effective. I mean, this poor guy in Australia, if he had just told the oncologist, look, just go ahead and give her drip five times the amount of chemotherapy in her veins that you normally do. I know it'll probably kill her, but go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. And if it did kill her, no problem. No charges faced against or pressed against this guy because chemotherapy is the standard of care. But he goes against the grain, steps outside the box, using something that will actually help his daughter and is saving her life, and now he faces criminal charges. Like I said, Robert, the only criminals are those people that are in positions of authority in the medical establishment that are doing these things and in the government that are enforcing these unconscionable, immoral laws against the plant.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have big media and big pharma and big government all teaming up to basically double-team, triple-team, quadruple-team parents who have woken up to the dangers of injecting children with toxic poisons that you couldn't give them to drink lest you would be legitimately charged with attempted murder or abuse. Here's a story at ABC News. Unvaccinated clusters leave communities vulnerable to illness, research shows. And they're basically trying to garner public relations support for the people to act against the parents who are now saying, well, we don't want to do the vaccine schedule or we don't want to do it at all.
They're blaming the unvaccinated, right? They're saying that the unvaccinated are the ones that are contributing to these illnesses, to these outbreaks. But in reality, if you look at the statistics of vaccinated populations over the last 50 years or so, I mean, all the outbreaks, maybe 30 years, let's look at it. But here in Texas, there was a measles outbreak in 1985, 99% vaccinated. So how are you going to blame the unvaccinated for that one? I mean, the unvaccinated people that didn't get the measles somehow gave measles to those that were vaccinated that did get it? How did they give it to them if they didn't get it?
No, I mean No consideration for the potential of vaccine failure.
No
consideration to the potential of the cyclical nature of these diseases coming and going throughout time, no matter what. And, you know, their statement of leaving communities vulnerable to illness, we would argue once we're awake and alive and know what the immune system is and does and how it works and how not to damage it, we would argue that those that are vaccinated are more vulnerable to illness because they've been made ill by the very vaccines, even though they may not initially manifest the actual sameness of what they call measles, but now even that is being called into question as populations that are fully vaccinated are manifesting measles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is not measles here, but regarding the flu, right? We've got a bad, bad flu season, they're telling us, especially here in Texas. Everyone that I have talked to over the last month or two that has had a bad case of the flu was vaccinated. Everyone was vaccinated. So it leads you to think, not only is the flu vaccine and these other vaccines, are they not effective, but I believe that they actually may be the thing that is causing these outbreaks to an extent.
Yes, and at the very least, too, corrupting different pathways of function, like excretion, which is where you mm-hmm. run into trouble even after your immune system attacks the virus and overcomes it. Now you've got to get rid of the debris, and these people are being compromised because of these dangerous toxic injections. Here's another story, and this relates to the Disneyland measles outbreak, and they're using this PR campaign for all that it's worth to try and mm-hmm. shame parents and blame them for this. And the reality is, and we have a great article linked up to Green Med Info that reveals that these measles vaccines do not work as they are claiming that they work, and they're not safe. And you can see back in 1985, there were reports in 88 and 89, 91, 92, 92. It continues on. It's an amazing expose that Sayer G put out there.
It is. As a matter of fact, I see here, I'm looking at the article, Sayer mentions the 1985 outbreak here in Texas that was 99% vaccinated with the measles outbreak. But yeah, he documents numerous cases of almost entirely vaccinated populations being the place where the outbreaks occurred, which goes against what they tell us, right? If the vaccines worked, the outbreaks would all be in unvaccinated areas. Of course, you look at the statistics, Robert, and like they say, you know, there's lies, darn lies, and then statistics. You can make statistics say anything that you want them to say if you know what you're doing. And so I think this is just yet another example of the trying to fearmonger, and they don't have any support and scientific support on the side of vaccines, so now they're going to go emotionally and try to scare people into getting.
Well, and if we reference the scientific literature that shows how not working these measles vaccines are, then we are called liars or child killers by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. But listen, this is where health, freedom, and healing liberty lives. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger every week here, having a great time. And we are going to dismantle, hopefully once and for all, the HPV.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, kicking butt with TMB. Outside the box. A little bit more on the measles story. Of course, we know how to address measles with homeopathic medicine, with silver and immune modulators, get kids through this, even addressing fever without intoxicating their liver with Tylenol. But they're sending, evidently, they're sending Disney employees home who are not vaccinated for measles. And word on the street is that any schools that are showing any measles, they're sending all the non-vaccinated kids home. And rather than complain about it, you should be overjoyed. And I understand now some of you are going, no, I don't want my kids at home. But seriously, they're going to be smarter because they're not in a public school. I'm just saying.
You know what they're going to do, Robert? They're going to send all the unvaccinated people home. And then there's going to continue to be an outbreak. And they're going to continue to blame the unvaccinated, even though there was no unvaccinated there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I don't mind that they send these kids home because I feel like they're more able to see clearly when they're home with their families than they are in most of these government indoctrination centers. That's my
opinion. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, the State of the Union is? Fill in that blank. What can you do, TMB? The State of the Union is? What would you say?
Texas.
Texas. Now, that's spoken like a Texan for now.
Hey, you know that you see the football guys and they'll tell the school they're from, you know, this is, I'm Kane Abernathy, the Ohio State.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Like, you know, the State of the Union is Texas.
Nicely done. Well, we asked folks about that. We may get to a few more comments at the last segment today after the State of the Union address we covered earlier. So if you have an answer for that, the State of the Union is, you fill in the blank, pop quiz, no wrong answer. Yeah,
just like we always say, there's no stupid answers, only stupid people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, put it out there just like that. Now, speaking of stupid people, I know this is kind of rude to say, but There are still people out there, believe it or not, that believe that the human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously. If you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know we've disputed it almost from the get-go because we saw the lies coming out of the HIV wing years ago, and we said, okay, this is a repeat of the pattern. They take a scraping of cervical cancer cells, they do polymerase chain reaction, PCR, they amplify it hundreds of millions of times, and they say, aha, I think we found something, maybe might be, could be HPV or could be your father's Oldsmobile, okay? So they just don't know, but they claim it because it's profitable. It means they can vaccinate you. Well, now, finally, we got a great bit of news from Dr. Professor Peter Duesberg. Did you see this, TMB?
I did. And the article questions whether the HPV actually causes cervical cancer, which that's a great question. Because if the HPV actually caused cervical cancer, you would think that, you know, two out of three women that were infected with HPV would develop cervical cancer, or maybe, you know, three out of four or something, you know, a high percentage like that.
Exactly. It's not happening, is it?
What are the percentages? One out of how many people, women infected with HPV develop cervical cancer, Robert? Do you know the answer to that question?
Yeah, it's like, HPV causes cervical cancer. Absolutely it does, except only in one out of every 10,000 people that have HPV.
Only one in 10,000 women infected develops. You might as well just say that cervical cancer is caused by being bitten by a Nordic fly, okay? Because I bet you that more than one in 10,000 women have been bitten by a Nordic fly. Maybe that's what causes cervical cancer.
All right, hold on. I got to Google here.
What is a Nordic fly? Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
I just made it up, man. I have no idea what a Nordic fly is.
It's probably on Google. You can probably find a Nordic fly on Google.
It probably is a real fly, and it probably does bite more than one in 10,000 women. Right. So maybe that's what causes cervical cancer.
Right. No, this is a spectacular piece. We republished it from SaneVax. It was written by Norm Erickson and Peter Duesberg. We've got to get them on soon. What if HPV does not cause cervical cancer? And that's a great question, because it doesn't. And then Peter goes into his perspective on what they call aneuploidy, but it's chromosomal abnormalities, if you will. And we know that when you protect the chromosomes through the use of selenium and other minerals and botanicals, that you can withstand a lot of assaults that other people will break down and their immune systems will break down and they'll have cancer. And this aneuploidy concept, Peter Duesberg, we interviewed him on it many years ago. And it's a great piece, and it points out the absurdity of claiming that HPV causes cervical cancer. Of course, Merck and GSK are not happy to have this revealed.
No, they want you to keep getting those vaccines because it's going to protect you, Robert. Or maybe it'll make them a lot more money. Maybe that's what this whole thing's about. Maybe the whole thing's about money. Because how can you get a vaccine to protect somebody from a disease that doesn't cause, or from an infection that does not cause cancer?
Right.
1 in 10,000 women.
Yep. And then we find out the actual vaccine may be causing sterility, paralysis, and even death in little girls and some little boys that they give it to as well.
Hey, that's great. More money for them.
Yeah. Stick around. We've got Dr. Véronique de Saulnier. I can't even say it. It's French. She's going to talk about healing breast cancer naturally. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And my good buddy, Ty Bowen for TMB with me, and we are now going to be joined by one of the stars of the most extraordinary video series released in 2014. Still given the gift of healing. It's called The Truth About Cancer. The quest for the cures continues. And she definitely was a star shining brightly in that TMB.
Yeah, definitely. So Dr. Veronique Desaunier, Dr. V, we call her affectionately, was in The Quest for the Cures Continues, and she really was one of the stars in that documentary miniseries. I, I honestly lost track of the count of people that emailed and said, just love Dr. V. Her, she's articulate, she's smart, she's funny, she's got her facts straight. Just really a pleasure to be able to interview you today, Dr. V. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, thanks so much, Ty. It was a real privilege and honor to be a part of your series. And as you know, it's touched the lives of thousands, if not millions, of people around the world. So it was a real honor to be a part of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we were able to talk about in the quest for the cures was your book, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. And you shared a set, I think it's your seven steps. Is that correct?
Seven essentials, uh-huh.
Seven essentials. So, you know, first of all, before we get going here, tell us about your journey and why you're so passionate about sharing the truth about breast cancer with women.
Well, there's so much misinformation and there's so many myths when it comes to breast cancer. And when I was going through my healing journey, of course, initially it was a big shock because I thought I was doing everything right. I mean, I ate organic before organic was in style. I had home birth, breastfed all my children. I was under chiropractic care. I was taking herbs and supplements. And, you know, I thought I was doing everything right. But obviously, when I discovered I had breast cancer, I realized that there were certain pieces of the puzzle that I was missing. And so as I went through my journey and did a lot of soul searching, a lot of research, I put those pieces of the puzzle together. And that's what I came up with my system, the seven essential steps, which basically, if you follow, you never have to fear cancer again, or any dis-ease for that matter.
Mm. Well, you mentioned, Dr. V, that some of the myths. Talk about some of the myths. I mean, one of the biggest ones that Robert and I covered this last year was with Angelina Jolie. She had both breasts prophylactically removed because she might get cancer down the road because of a certain gene, the BRCA gene, BRCA, BRCA, I don't know how you pronounce it, but talk about that and other myths about breast cancer.
Oh, yeah, the BRCA gene is a real serious myth because, unfortunately, so many women have run to, you know, get their breasts cut off after this whole Hollywood hype. And, you know, I'm not judging her because she saw her mother die a very painful, horrible death with the use of traditional medicine and cancer. So there was a lot of fear with her. But what most women don't realize is that the BRCA gene is actually a cancer-protective and tumor-suppressing gene. What happens is that it mutates as a result of natural and medical radiation. And there are studies that have shown that the BRCA gene is a very protective gene. And less than 2% of women who have a family gene or tendency towards breast cancer have an actual BRCA gene mutation. But when we speak about genetic mutations, we know with the study of epigenetics and nutrigenomics that we can change our gene expression, that we can support those weak genes with specific supplements and specific nutrients and lifestyle changes. So the BRCA gene hype is really, unfortunately, a disservice to women because, so as I said, so many women are running to have their breasts cut off unnecessarily.
Dr. V, we were horrified by the story of Angelina Jolie and what she did. And again, not to make judgments based on, you know, her experience and her fears, but I was really upset that she's considered an example by so many that look up to Hollywood celebrities, that she would impact on younger women, that they would now start, you know, prophylactically removing their body parts. And we have heard stories that indeed was happening. So anything we can do to counter that, and of course, in your book talking about these seven essentials, they'll learn about the facts that they can prevent cancer without butchering their bodies.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another big myth that has been promoted is that women's hormones cause cancer. We know that, you know, breast cancers are labeled, you know, estrogen positive or progesterone positive, and so the traditional approach is to suppress hormones in women. But if our hormones cause cancer, then every young 20-year-old on the planet would have cancer. What's happening is that women and men also are exposed to what we call xenoestrogens, or chemical estrogens from the environment, pesticides, herbicides, plastics from plastic drinking bottles and food containers, metalloestrogens from antiperspirants and the metals in the teeth. All these things stimulate excess estrogen in the body. And then secondly, if your body is not equipped to properly methylate or break down the estrogens, If your liver is toxic and the phase one, phase two detoxification are not working well, then yes, there will be a recirculation of those aggressive estrogens. But your hormones do not cause cancer.
Thank you for clearing that up. Like I said, yeah. I was thinking, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. You know, that's the whole concept that suddenly you realize everything in our body is deadly and it's going to kill us. The whole lie about cholesterol as well. And I appreciate your candor in bringing this out and the sweet healing nature that you also bring with the intelligence. And I'm just thrilled. And again, as I watched you in the quest for the cures, it was an amazing aspect of the things that so many don't get to hear every day. So I'm glad we could also do it here on radio. Any other of the seven essentials that would be critical to bring out to the folks listening right now?
Well, I think the important thing is to realize that you have a lot of control over your health. You know, essential number two is to reduce your toxic exposure. Well, look at what you're putting in your yard, look at what you have in your home, look at what you're putting on your body and in your body, and then learn how to detoxify your body with coffee enemas and liver cleanses and liver flushes and saunas and sweating and things like that. A big proponent too, or a big part of cancer journey, is learning to heal your emotional wounds. That's essential number four. You know, so many people think that healing the body is just about the physical part of it, that it's just the supplements and the herbs. But a huge part of the healing has to be healing the emotional aspect. You have to learn to find joy in your life, to connect spiritually with your Creator, to learn to manage your stress, to learn to be happy. Because if you keep doing the things you've always done, you're going to get the same results. And we know that our immune system is linked to our brain and our thought patterns, and our thoughts affect our DNA. So essential number four is to really focus on healing your emotional wounds and learn to be happy.
Hmm. Beautiful.
Hey, real quick, Dr. V, you mentioned earlier about epigenetics, basically the fact that you can actually change the way that your genetics might express itself, right? What are some supplements or nutrients that someone might take to where they could prevent breast cancer from an epigenetic standpoint? Let's say their mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, their grandmom was diagnosed. Name some supplements and nutrients that people can take, women can take, that might have that kind of an effect on them that they could prevent by their lifestyle choices.
Well, there's several of them. Some of my favorite are broccoli sprouts in a very concentrated form, because the sulforaphane in the broccoli sprouts literally turns on over 200 protective genes. Next is curcumin. And curcumin is extremely powerful in turning on the cancer protective genes and changing that gene expression, turning off the specific genes that actually promote, you know, the cancers. There's other nutrients as simple as vitamin D, making sure that your vitamin D levels are between 80 and 100 ng per ml will reduce your breast cancer risk by up to 83%. I mean, it's incredible. Something as simple as that. And yet when women are under medical care and they're getting chemotherapy and radiation, never do they ever mention to them that they should be taking vitamin D.
Much less selenium and iodine as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Dr. V, one of your websites, you have a number of links, and we have them in the show notes, is breastcancerconqueror.com, breastcancerconqueror.com, and also links through to your book, which you can get on Amazon, which I highly recommend as well. And, you know, for those of you who have family members and loved ones that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or haven't seen The Quest for the Cures Continues to see Dr. V, by all means, share this information. Send them to this. This will be obviously podcast available for free around the world through many different sources. And introduce them to this, because Dr. V has really helped so many over so many years. And this is rooted in common sense. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. It's easy to access and much preferable to prophylactically removing body parts that are not the cause of your cancer.
Mm. And Dr. V, real quick, we only have a couple minutes left. Could you go over a couple or at least one early detection method? So, you know, women want to detect breast cancer. A safe one, yeah. You hear about mammography. Should people be getting mammograms, or is there a better way?
There's a much better way, and without getting into a lengthy explanation of mammography, I mean, basically mammograms cause radiation, have radiation and compression, which causes cancer. And a 25-year Canadian study showed that mammograms were just as effective as a self-breast exam, and they did not decrease breast mortality rate by 1%. That was a 25-year study. Thermography, pain-free, radiation-free, can detect physiological changes in the breast. It cannot, we cannot say it diagnoses cancer, but it detects physiological changes when things are the size of a pinhead. There's specific blood tests that you can do that also will detect cancer when it's very, very minute, because it takes 5 to 8 years for the lump or the bump to appear.
And that's what we typically do. We treat cancer. We treat the lump or the bump. But we really don't ever try to get to the cause if we're coming from a traditional perspective, do we, Dr. V?
Absolutely. You know, you can cut out the lump, you can radiate it, you can, you know, burn it. But if you don't get to the cause of what allowed the cancer to develop in the first place, it's mm-hmm. going to surface and come up somewhere else.
And real quick, what about the vitamin L before we leave, the love? That plays a big role here, doesn't it?
I love that. Vitamin L, absolutely. That's part of essential number 4. Just letting go of things, bringing love into your life, loving others, forgiving yourself and forgiving others.
Well, we got a lot of vitamin L for you, Dr. V. I appreciate you joining us on Outside the Box with TMB and I. We, you know, again, support everything you're doing and want everybody to pick up your book. Go to the website, click on the link, go there and learn a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks Dr. V.
Thanks so much for having me. All right, have a good evening.
All right, take care. We got to wrap up Outside the Box, but not before we do a lot more. Coffee, can it prevent melanoma? And if so, which way do you need to take it, Super Don? Also, the State of the Union is... We have a few more answers for you after the break. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I want to thank Diana Schneider for joining us last hour. A sweet lady telling her story of how she's overcome so many autoimmune diseases thanks to carnivore, thanks to Better Way Health, Beta 1 3D Glucan, our friends in Atlanta there, Reggie Buns and the gang. We appreciate you modulating immunity as well. And TMB, thanks for getting Dr. V, DRV, that would be, to be on talking breast cancer. That was very cool. Did I lose Ty? I don't know.
Where did TMB go? There he is.
What? You don't hear me?
Did you hear me? Yeah, TMB just disappeared.
That's odd.
He must have said a strange word and just blown up or something.
Sticky booby doo.
We're going to learn about that in a moment. When we get to the State of the Union is, we've got some answers coming through the social networks. But first and foremost, Superdon, TMB, I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
I know Superdon's involved in a cursory way. He doesn't want to be, but he is. The question, coffee, can it prevent melanoma? Can it prevent melanoma, coffee?
Well, a study on healthfinder.gov suggests that perhaps it might. It might be able to help to protect against melanoma. I'm not sure. I didn't get the entire story here. I don't know if it's a treatment or a preventative. It looks more of a preventative. The people that drank at least 4 cups of coffee had a 20% reduced risk of malignant melanoma. My question is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you drink at least 4 cups of coffee and you do at least 4 coffee enemas, what does that do for you? That's what I want to know.
That makes you run screaming the opposite direction.
There's no way melanoma can catch you if that's the case.
Well, there's a story that we went over about a year ago. It was a strange man traveling in an RV in Oregon did up to 100 coffee enemas a month. Do you remember that story?
I thought there was a husband and wife, a couple that were doing that. I don't remember the guy in the van.
Oh, that's right. That was a Florida couple. I was thinking it was Super Don. That's right.
It was just
those weird people in Texas.
It was a guy in a van down by the river.
Down by the river.
Yeah, he was making his own river.
Yeah, at that point, I'm thinking, yeah. All right, well, listen, coffee is a medicinal food if done right. We're not talking about, instant Dunkin' death coffee. I mean, we want you to go quality and clean. Make sure it's clean and you're doing it right with clean water. Preferably, go to robertswater.com. Learn about the molecular hydrogen-enriched water that our good buddy Paul Barrettiero has. Let's see. What are we going to wrap it up on? Why? Oh, I think you're on a healthy you with Carol Alt this weekend. It may be this weekend, TMB.
You know what? I think I am.
I know they
I'm
had a delay
sure.
because of the news cycle. So everybody check that out. DVR.
Yeah, I might be on next week. I'm not sure. But one of the next 2 weekends, I think I'm going to be on Healthy You with Carol Alt talking about sea cucumber.
Right. So set your DVRs to stun. And what else do we have? Do we have any other answers on the State of the Union is?
Muddled.
Zeke Boogie Doog. That's what you
Zeke Boogie Doog. What is Zeke Boogie Doog?
I thought maybe somebody was just having a stroke at the time that they were typing the answer or something like that. But yeah, apparently there's this thing called the Demented Cartoon Movie. I've never heard of it before, and it's like a half an hour long, and it has this little bomb that bounces around every once in a while in a scene, and when he says the word Zeke Boogie Doog, it causes an explosion.
Let's give a listen.
Zeke Boogie Doog.
Oh crap!
Somebody's just gonna run in and say Zeke Boogie Doog any second now. But you can. Oh no! Zeke Boogie Doog. Hey, we did it! All right, now we can say Zeke Boogie Doog as much as we
can. Oh my gosh! Is this a new? I don't. I remember Pinky and the Brain, but they never have Zeke Boogie.
No,
Doog
this
in
is just.
Explosion.
I think it's an online thing only. It's just has quite a following though.
How interesting!
That is wild, weird stuff.
The State of the Union is Zeke Boogie Doog.
Yes.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Well, any other snappy answers on what the State of the Union is coming off the social networks?
Well, we got a lot of people saying what BS means. Actually, they use BS. In fact, I think that might be one of the most popular ones we got. A bunch of people.
The State of the Union is BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody dropped an F Zeke Boogie Doog on.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Margaret, you know who you are. Roger Carter Racing says waste of time. Let's see. Sherazad puts out a fraud alert.
Yeah.
Lisa Smith says the State of the Union is screwed. But there's a lot of... look at Roseanne. She went all Harry Potter on you, Super Don. She says the State of the Union is E Pluribus Unum, a reduction to the least common denominator.
All right.
TMB, any final parting State of the Union words?
You know, I don't really have anything wise to say. I'm down here in Texas. You know, we're just going to go back to our coffee and brisket.
Coffee and brisket. Well, you stay warm while you can there, my friend. And we remind you, even on the State of the Union aftermath, that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah.
And Zeke Boogie Doog.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.